Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about the young folks. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network or wherever you get podcasts, radio, the whole world. I'm curious for the boys. I know White Bryant has a long-ass drive. I think he's driving today. White Bryant, how much of the games tomorrow will you watch?
I'll watch the first game, half of the second game before we eat dinner, and then fall asleep halfway through the last game.
All right. Now, Jeffrey's probably got like 8 different places he has to go tomorrow, is my guess. Jeff, how much of the games will you watch tomorrow?
He has to fry the turkey. I mean, he's going to burn up the turkey tomorrow.
I'm going to watch all the games. I'm going to be at my mom's house tomorrow cooking and stuff. So that's where I'll be.
So you're just going to your mom's. You're not going to be bouncing around the DMV?
All right. Well, I'm going hunting in the morning, and then I'm going to see my dad for like brunch because he has to work later. So we always do like Thanksgiving brunch. And then I'll go to my mom's.
All right, so Jeff will get to chill and watch.
So if you're going to brunch, where are you going to watch the game if you're sitting at a table?
No, brunch is at my dad's house. We cook.
Oh, at the house. Yeah. Okay.
Also, it used to be a 12:30 start. I just saw this from Earl Forsey. The Detroit game is now at 1 o'clock, not 12:30. So that gives folks a little more time to do stuff in the morning. Jeffrey, you're going to be like me. How many nieces and nephews are going to be running around at your mom's house?
Dude, I don't even know. I just know she told me, yeah, your cousins are bringing their kids too. But
well, Jeff,
it doesn't
that cup,
bother
dog.
Me. I'm the favorite uncle / big cousin.
Well, easily. Wear that cup because that one little nephew always hits you in the area.
Yeah. I'm already ready for him. He already told me he's gonna beat me up this week, so I'm ready.
Jeff, truly uncle.
Hey, them little kids, man, they don't know that hurts, man. Hitting the wrong spot. Jeff, you have a grown man running around there with a high pitched voice.
Now, Landfill, I'm guessing you will be asleep until like halftime of the first game, maybe like a 2:30 wake up.
I'll probably be up for most of the first game. Then I'll eat probably before the start of the second. So then I'll be eating / post eating napping during the second. And if I'm lucky and I time it right, I will still be sleeping throughout the third game. Maybe I'll wake up for the second half of the third. So I'll probably watch 1.5 games.
1.5 for the Landfill. Now, what helps is all three of these games should be good. For years and years and years, that's funny. For years and years and years, the Detroit game sucked because Detroit
sucked.
Yeah,
they were horrible.
So that was the easy game to miss. But all three of these games tomorrow are loaded. Packers, Lions, Chiefs, Cowboys, Bengals, Ravens. What do you think is the best game of the three, B?
Say it again. Bengals, Ravens.
Chiefs, Cowboys.
Chiefs, Cowboys.
Packers, Lions.
I think the Packers-Lions game is going to be a slobber knocker. I think that game is going to be one of those
division
very
game.
Physical, yeah. Going at each other. I think it'll be electrifying because I think that Dallas and Kansas City are going to be putting up points. And then I think that Joe's going to come out doing a little something, but the Ravens are going to be too much for him. And then that defense is going to just falter.
From a Vegas perspective, I think they have the Cowboys-Chiefs as the highest scoring game of the day. And then Lions-Packers is the lowest scoring game.
Sound like what I just said, Jay.
It does. It does. You could be a line setter, B, a trend setter. I think the biggest favorite is the Ravens are favored by a touchdown. The Chiefs are favored by 3 in Dallas. The Lions are favored by 2.5 at home against the Packers. Of the three teams, the Lions need it. They're right now out of the playoffs.
Yeah, the Chiefs need it.
The Chiefs need it. The Cowboys need it if they're actually going to try to make a run. And the Bengals desperately need it if they're going to try to climb back in this thing.
So it's not going to be some sleepers.
This is like real good football.
I think they get to go out there and they go at it. And I think this is prime Andy Reid territory. It's going to be a play that you go, wow, that's a backyard play. Guaranteed.
Well, the Black Friday game is Bears-Eagles. You got a pair of 8-3 division-leading teams. And you want to guess the line in that one?
Bears-Eagles?
In Philly.
In Philly. Yesterday, what was it, like 7?
Yeah, it's a touchdown.
Today, did it go down?
It's
still that?
It's still, like, it's 7 on FanDuel, 6.5 on DraftKings. So it's pretty much 7. Am I crazy? I kind of like the Bears with the number there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know that you trust Philly's offense.
Well, they're not consistent, but if they explode, they can be a problem for somebody.
Totally. If they can just run the ball consistently. The biggest surprise with Philly is that they have not run the ball consistently like they did last year. But, I mean, that is 4 really good games, and then you've got a ton of really good college games, too. Now, If you are interested, Navy plays Memphis tomorrow night. That's a pretty good second screen operation, I would say. And then Friday, dude, the Egg Bowl was always at night. I don't know what is going on that the Egg Bowl is now a noon kick. And I think, is Mississippi Central time? Is that an 11 a.m. kick?
Well, let me ask you a question. What time is the NFL game? At night, right?
I think it's like a 4 o'clock.
Well, they try not to go head-to-head with that.
Bears-Eagles is 3 o'clock on Amazon.
Yeah, but still, they're not trying to go head-to-head with that.
Sure. So, Egg Bowl is at noon on Friday. Iowa-Nebraska is at noon on Friday. Then you've got Georgia-Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech getting 13.5 at home.
Georgia Tech can play, bro.
That game's in Atlanta.
But Georgia Tech's in Atlanta. But they're playing at Mercedes-Benz. They're not playing at Bobby Dodd.
Is that what you're telling me? Falcon Stadium.
Okay. It'll be all Georgia fans. Probably would have been all Georgia fans if it was.
Well, that was supposed to be a Georgia Tech home game. Now it's going to be a Georgia home game now.
Now, you can get that at 14, depending where you shop. That's going to be hard for me to ignore, is the Yellow Jackets getting 14 against Georgia. All right, so then the night game. So you could go Egg Bowl at noon, then the NFL game at 3 at night, Texas A&M going to Austin to play Texas. Is that in whatever it is, Daryl Royal Stadium in Austin, or are they playing that at in Dallas or something. I think that's just a regular home game for the Longhorns. That, dog, A&M's only laying 2.5 on the road. I kind of like the Aggies to maybe put it down. So, I mean, two just awesome days of football. Then Saturday, there's even more. I know Ohio State, Michigan's always a noon kick. Clemson, South Carolina is also a noon kick. Miami with a big game at Pitt. If Miami's going to try to get in the playoff, they need an impressive showing at Pitt. That's a tricky spot. What time is Bama-Auburn? 3:30 or is that a night game?
They moved it to night this year.
Okay. Vandy, Tennessee.
How many points are Auburn getting?
5.5.
5.5? They're going to lose by more than that.
Yeah, that number might be a little short for my taste. I think I'd roll with the Tide. That's a 7:30 kick at War Eagle. So that Auburn crowd will be primed. A game I kind of like, B. What do you think about the Hokies getting 9.5 at Scott Stadium in Charlottesville? UVA has a chance to go to the ACC title game.
Yeah.
This is the Hokie Super Bowl, though.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a 7 o'clock kick from Charlottesville.
You think Franklin got a little word in? Hey, look, let me just let y'all know, man. We're watching to see who want to be here next year.
Turtles heading to East Lansing, Maryland playing Michigan State at 7 o'clock Saturday night. I'm sure that'll have tens of viewers.
That's messed up.
Yo, Oregon-Washington is a big game, 3:30. Oregon going on the road to Husky Stadium. Obviously, the Ducks got to win that, but that's a big-time rivalry. That people will care about that game. Also, LSU-Oklahoma. Oklahoma firmly in playoff position. I have got to break. I've gone very late. When we come back, we're opening the phones up for Ask B. Mitch Anything. 800-636-1067. Hit us up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.